Update. The Pumpkin Chunkin' event has been postponed due to weather. Check the Okotoks Optimists Facebook page at https://www.facebook.com/Okotoksoptimistclub for more information. Pigs don't fly, but pumpkins sure can, if you have a trebuchet. The Okotoks Optimist Club is bringing back its Pumpkin Chunkin' for a fourth year at Granary Road Farmers Market, where backyard engineers can cobble together their own siege weapons to lob pumpkins across a field. The event was originally scheduled for October 22nd, but due to weather it is tentatively planned for October 29th. "It's just good, clean, messy fun," said Brad Pond, Optimist Club member, event organizer, and Okotoks realtor. The preferred weapon of choice is a trebuchet, which may resemble a catapult at first glance, but specifically uses a load-releasing sling and swinging basket counterweight to launch heavy loads great distances. The record to beat in this event, Pond pointed out, is 476 feet. "This was one of my little ideas that was brought up at a meeting and I thought I would get laughed out of the room, but we went with it," he said. "I'm pumped. I had wanted to bring this to Okotoks for years. I've just always wanted to see a pumpkin launched 500 feet through the air and explode." Funds raised from entry fees and sponsorships are going to the Optimists' charity of choice this year, which is the Okotoks Food Bank Association. Admission for spectators will be by donation, and this year the event will take place at a new venue, Granary Road. "As the event grows, we were looking for land that would just be a little more flat and even," said Pond, adding the Optimist Club is eternally grateful to the accommodating owners of Country Living Depot, where the Pumpkin Chunkin' was previously held. "The main event isn't for the faint of heart and requires serious caution." Fellow optimist and contractor Guy Giroux built one of the event's first trebuchets, and in last year's iteration it was utilizing a 451 pounds counterweight. "There's a lot of energy behind that," said Pond. "Those machines can be quite finicky. It takes a lot of strength and a lot of power to crank those things back. As such, the club is adding other, more child-friendly activities throughout the day, with the Junior Optimist Club helping out. We're going to have some music, games, and prizes," Pond said. Also slated for the day are face painters, kids' costumes contests, carnival games, and a corn roast cart. Spots are still available for teams to enter in the trebuchet competition, and Pond said he will be sponsoring entry fees for three entries. "I'd really like to get that soapbox derby feel where you've got some nice friendly rivalries, this body shop versus that body shop," he said. "It's just good to see grown adults acting like kids." Admission is by donation and more information can be found at okotoksoptimistclub.com.